Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia officials have called in the National Guard after a second day of violent protest expanded beyond Center City and led to looting in several neighborhoods. The mayor imposed a curfew running until 6 a.m. Monday, but suggested it could go back in place Monday night. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports officials are preparing for more protests.
Managing Director Brian Abernathy says the guardsmen will have a fairly limited role.
The National Guard's mission is really going to be support law enforcement. In most cases, we'll be about protecting our assets and allowing those officers who are currently doing that to redeploy into our neighborhoods.
Manpower has been a key issue in controlling the outbreaks of violence that have mixed in with protests of systemic racism.
Mayor Kenney says the numbers and the extremity of the actions, setting fires and looting stores, have made it impossible to quickly move officers from place to place, and ordinary policing is still needed.
We couldn't take every officer out of every district in the city and send them to a store that's being looted without losing the neighborhood. So it's a Hobson's choice.
With more protests anticipated, the city closed operations for Monday, including courts, which had just begun to resume some proceedings. The mayor is asking everyone to stay home. Yesterday's protest through Center City was very different than Saturday, with only a few hundred marching. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson was with them and spoke with a few of them about the intended message.
After winding through city streets from the police administration building, protesters headed north on Broad Street past the 6 p.m. curfew. Most wanted to stay on point with the message, like these two students from West Africa who traveled from New York City.
We all human, we all bleed red. So what I'm feeling, I know they're feeling it too. But the fact that, like, their mind, it's like, if it's black, it's okay. If you do it to black people, it's okay. Literally, and no more. It's not okay.
And we feel like what's going on in this country is definitely, it's not right.
Yeah, I've been pulled over, harassed by cops a lot.
What do they say to you?
They pull you over, act like they had a reason to pull you over, just to see if everything is not open up with you, then when everything's open up, they just let you go.
Only when the protesters got to Broad and Hunting Park Avenue was the group finally dismantled, with several taken into custody for violating the city's curfew order. There was a heavy police presence around malls in Montgomery County one day after windows and doors were smashed at and around the King of Prussia Mall. Upper Merion police blocked off roads within the township under a curfew that started at 8 p.m. Here's more from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
At 8 p.m., a large group of protesters who'd lined the busy intersection of Henderson Road and DeKalb Pike in King of Prussia for hours moved into the street and took a knee in the middle of the intersection for 8+ minutes. The time Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's knee was on George Floyd's throat.
Injustice brought me here.
Siobhan Holmes from Norristown.
This country doing this for years after years, we're tired of it. All of us. That's not just a race. That's a tired community, country of people. We're tired. We have to do something.
Holmes says her action is nonviolent protest, but
we do peaceful protest, and unfortunately, we also need the violence, because at this point, they're not listening either way we put it. And a lot of it is pointless. It's just because people want to, but we mad. All of us are mad. So I think we need, unfortunately, we need it all. Unfortunately, we need it all.
There was also a heavy police presence at the Willow Grove Park Mall and other shopping centers around the suburbs. The unrest Sunday afternoon started after looters targeted a popular commercial district in Port Richmond. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Police swarmed Aramingo Avenue as crowds of looters smashed their way into stores, including a Foot Locker, a Foreman Mills, and the Walmart at Aramingo Crossings. That's where police arrested about a half dozen looters. Police say they nabbed three or four of them as they tried to load merchandise into a car. One was arrested carrying a flat-screen TV past the broken glass around the smashed plate glass sliding doors. At the Foot Locker, looters were seen carrying boxes of shoes out of the store, and hours afterward, we saw a guy squeeze under the not-quite-closed security grate to go inside after police had left.
As darkness fell, a quick-hitting group in cars pulled up to the Five Below across the parking lot from that Walmart, smashed their way in, and drove away just as police arrived. SEPTA shut down all operations Sunday night at 6. Amtrak and NJ Transit did the same for service to and from Philadelphia. These announcements weren't made until close to closing time. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports that put some people in a tough situation. Station.
We saw a handful of people here outside 30th Street Station on their phones, frantically trying to figure out how to get home. A city worker told us she was going to hop on the L, which brings her basically to her doorstep. This wasn't an option anymore. She was trying to call an Uber with no luck. We asked her what she would do if she doesn't get one. She said, "I'll sleep in the station." We didn't see her 10 minutes later. Hopefully she got that ride. Most people were going the Uber and Lyft route, but that wasn't a feasible option for Robert Carter, who was planning to take a train all the way back home to Atlantic City. His train was scheduled for 20 minutes after service stopped.
What's your plan of action now?
I guess standing in the streets of Philly.
No other way to really get back for you?
No other way. They say the city shut down.
He understands why this happened. He just wishes he had more notice. He says he talked to others who were in the exact same boat as him. That's the All Local. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.